from Shaw & Partners, Andrew Callagher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
They're not huge numbers, but I tell you what, I'll take them. They look okay to me this morning in the dairy.
No, I reckon that's a good call. So the agricultural engine room of the economy got a price check this morning. That's the latest Fonterra Global Dairy Trade Auction. Yeah, going in, I was looking for stability, really. I mean, look, we've got a reasonable idea what the farm break-even is. We know that recent price action has seen a sort of small downward adjustment in the Fonterra forecast farm gate milk price. So heading in, I mean, it's always good to see prices going up, but I think stable would have been a good outcome, and that's pretty much exactly what we got at the Global Dairy Trade Price Index level, 0.1% lift. I'd call that stable. Just breaking down the components, butter fell 2.3%. The direction of travel there, good for the bakers. Milk fat down 0.8%, cheddar up 3.8%, lactose also up 4.1%. Yeah, but the main players, skim milk powder, whole milk powder, skim milk powder up 1.2%, whole milk powder up 0.2%. Nothing spectacular there, Mike, but the price falls that we were seeing in those two commodities look to have stalled. So yep. Steady as she goes, happy, move on.
Give me some more good news on the spending.
I'm good news guy this morning. Oh, yeah. ANZ card spending to be exact. So this is ANZ's release of data from their customers. Yeah, positive news here. 0.5% lift in July. That's seasonally adjusted. But the number that caught my eye, Mike, is the annual number, which shows that annual growth in card spending through their network is growing at 6.1%. It seems like quite a robust number, up from 5.8%, certainly well above what we're seeing out of the Stats New Zealand measures. Most categories improved on the level they were at in June. So here's the thing. Here's the two categories that we saw the largest lift in the month, durables and hospitality, which is, that's what you want to see, isn't it? They were up 2.3% and 2% respectively. Also, some promising signs for tourism with a lift in spend on accommodation and vehicle rental. Gambling, betting. A big lift in July. Now, why would that have been? Is that people betting on the World Cup or,
No, it's Kelsey Market.
Oh, there you go.
Poly markets.
Who knows? Anyway, the spend was up. Spending on fuel continued to drop despite the fact that there was price volatility in July. ANZ adjust. They do a real spend. They adjust it for inflation. Look, it's improving at a very slow rate, maybe just a little bit less than 2% per annum. Looking at the big spend categories, consumables. Consumables is roughly 28% of card spending. It's up 3.6%. I'm not sure what's happening at bakeries out there, but spend there just continues to be very strong. So 3.6%, if you think about food price inflation is sort of 4 to 5%, 3.6% growth suggests we're being careful with our spend there. Durables, that's around 17% of the spend. That's up 6.1% year on year. It was up 2.8% month on month. Things that show out there, bike stores, obviously petrol's up, so people buying the push bikes. Hospitality, up 7.3% year on year. 2% lift in the month. Fast food spending, don't know what you're all doing out there with your fast food, but it's up 8.6% year on year. And bar spend, again, up 4.8% month on month. So people going to watch the World Cup, buying beersies, I don't know. Anyway, what's the takeaway? Spending is growing, but it's patchy.
Yeah. What's your call for the job today?
Well, I suspect it's going to be, I think you said before, it's going to be between 5.3% and 5.5% for the unemployment rate. Consensus estimate's 5.4%. I don't think it makes a great deal of difference from the point of view of the RBNZ if it's between sort of 5.3% and 5.5%. It would have to be materially higher or lower to change their stance on monetary policy. Year-on-year employment growth, though, is still positive, 0.7%. But we'll get that this morning. We'll report back tomorrow, give you all the news, give you all the...
All the news, it is the good news. And the strait's going to be open, the oar's going to be flowing, the war's going to be over, so for now, give me the numbers.
That's dead right. Everything is awesome. It's a Lego morning. The Dow Jones, 54,184. It's up 1,000 points. 1,000 points. 1.89% gain. The S&P 500, up 137 points. 1.8%, 7738. And the NASDAQ storming, up almost 700 points. 26,611. Yeah, everything is awesome. FTSE 100, up 0.2%, 10,879. The Nikkei, up 0.3%, 63,957. Shanghai Composite, up a third of a percent, 3822. The Aussies yesterday gained 1.4%, up 126 points, 9145. The close there. And the NZX 50 up just under 1%, 128 points, 13,903. And earnings season continues, Mike. And actually, it's kind of shooting the lights out. So that's very supportive for global equity markets. Kiwi dollar is flirting with the 59 cent level against the US dollar, 0.5889, 0.8366 against the Aussie, 0.5110 euro, 0.4381 against the pound, 92.84 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,087. And Brent crude, like, Mike, don't you think the hope springs eternal, yes, it doesn't does. It? Because, you know, we've seen these promises before, but every time we get them, the market thinks it's going to be, this is going to be the time. But anyway, Brent crude, $79.33. And let's just hope that the hope is well placed.
Fingers crossed. See you tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.